Chapter 21. The Unknowable Room. Harry racked his brains over the next week as to how he was to persuade Slughorn to hand over the true memory, but nothing in the nature of a brainwave occurred, and he was reduced to doing what he did increasingly these days when at a loss, poring over his potions book, hoping that the prince would have scribbled something useful in a margin, as he had done so many times before.
"You won't find anything in there,"
said Hermione firmly late on Sunday evening.
"Don't start, Hermione," said Harry. "If it hadn't been for the prince, Ron wouldn't be sitting here now."
"He would if you'd just listened to Snape in our first year," said Hermione dismissively.
Harry ignored her. He had just found an incantation, Sectum Sempra, scrawled in a margin, above the intriguing words, "For enemies," and was itching to try it out, but thought it best not to in front of Hermione. Instead, he surreptitiously folded down the corner of the page. They were sitting beside the fire in the common room. The only other people awake were fellow sixth years. There had been a certain amount of excitement earlier when they had come back from dinner to find a new sign on the notice board that announced the date for their apparition test. Those who would be 17 on or before the first test date, the 21st of April, had the option of signing up for additional practice sessions, which would take place, heavily supervised, in Hogsmeade. Ron had panicked on reading this notice. He had still not managed to apparate and feared he would not be ready for the test. Hermione, who had now achieved apparition twice, was a little more confident. But Harry, who would not be 17 for another 4 months, could not take the test whether ready or not.
"At least you can apparate, though," said Ron tensely. "You'll have no trouble come July."
"I've only done it once," Harry reminded him.
He had finally managed to disappear and rematerialize inside his hoop during their previous lesson. Having wasted a lot of time worrying aloud about apparition, Ron was now struggling to finish a viciously difficult essay for Snape that Harry and Hermione had already completed. Harry fully expected to receive low marks on his because he had disagreed with Snape on the best way to tackle Dementors. But he did not care. Slughorn's memory was the most important thing to him now.
"I'm telling you, the stupid prince isn't going to be able to help you with this, Harry," said Hermione more loudly. "There's only one way to force someone to do what you want, and that's the Imperius Curse, which is illegal."
"Yeah, I know that. Thanks," said Harry, not looking up from the book.
"That's why I'm looking for something different. Dumbledore says Veritas Serum won't do it, but there might be something else, a potion or a spell." "You're going about it the wrong way," said Hermione. "Only you can get the memory, Dumbledore says. That must mean you can persuade Slughorn where other people can't. It's not a question of slipping him a potion. Anyone could do that."
"How do you spell belligerent?" said Ron, shaking his quill very hard while staring at his parchment. "It can't be B-U-M.
"No, it isn't," said Hermione, pulling Ron's essay toward her. "And augury doesn't begin O-R-G, either. What kind of quill are you using?"
"It's one of Fred and George's spell check ones, but I think the charm must be wearing off."
"Yes, it must," said Hermione, pointing at the title of his essay. "Because we were asked how we'd deal with Dementors, not Dugbods. And I don't remember you changing your name to Runil Waslib, either."
"Ah, no," said Ron, staring horror-struck at the parchment. "Don't say I'll have to write the whole thing out again."
"It's okay, we can fix it,"
said Hermione, pulling the essay toward her and taking out her wand.
"I love you, Hermione,"
said Ron, sinking back in his chair, rubbing his eyes wearily. Hermione turned faintly pink, but merely said,
"Don't let Lavender hear you saying that."
"I won't," said Ron into his hands, "or maybe I will, then she'll ditch me."
"Why don't you ditch her if you want to finish it?" asked Harry.
"You haven't ever chucked anyone, have you?" said Ron. "You and Cho just sort of fell apart."
"Yeah," said Harry.
"Wish that would happen with me and Lavender,"
said Ron gloomily, watching Hermione silently tapping each of his misspelled words with the end of her wand so that they corrected themselves on the page.
"But the more I hint I want to finish it, the tighter she holds on. It's like going out with the giant squid."
"There," said Hermione some 20 minutes later, handing back Ron's essay.
"Thanks a million," said Ron. "Can I borrow your quill for the conclusion?" Harry, who had found nothing useful in the Half-Blood Prince's notes so far, looked around. The three of them were now the only ones left in the common room, Seamus having just gone up to bed, cursing Snape and his essay. The only sounds were the crackling of the fire and Ron scratching out one last paragraph on Dementors using Hermione's quill.